again, are you buying it freehold? Are you just buying the rights to the port? You can't own the water, surely.
No, you can't own the water.
That flows through the centre of the harbour. What are you actually buying actually, if you had the money to buy the Fremantle port?
That's a good question, though. If the government can sell land that they own,
yep.
Why can't they sell you water that they own?
What, the actual catchment area?
Yeah.
Well, if it's a thoroughfare, it's my understanding from the river to the ocean's the only way through, isn't it?
Yeah, but a road could be the same and they could sell that. For example, the Graham Farmer Freeway is a thoroughfare.
The Polypot?
Yeah, and they could sell that.
Yeah, interesting one. Peter Van Doan is a maritime logistics expert. Might be able to help us out a bit. Good morning to you, Peter. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
They've offered a couple of ports in the past, but with no joy. Will Fremantle be different?
Look, I think it'll be fairly similar. They've sold, as you might have heard, they privatised Brisbane a few years ago, and then Sydney or Port Botany. Followed, and in Melbourne, they're in the process of also privatising or leasing, long-term leasing the port. They thought they don't call it selling the port. They say it's long-term lease. It sounds better. So,
so you're not actually yeah. buying the land.
No. Like it's depends. Some do 50-year lease, some do 99-year lease. Which, like, I suppose 99-year lease is almost like buying. And I suppose in the case of Fremantle, I think a few years ago there was a plan to make that whole inner harbour, you know, become for residential development.
That's so, right, and move it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I ask a question, a basic one? Airports, they seem to come under federal jurisdiction.
Yep.
Why are ports state-controlled?
Yeah, look, that's really a good question. It in some countries, with a name like Van Doan, you can obviously work out that I come from Holland. I worked for the Port of Rotterdam for a while, and that is actually owned by the City of Rotterdam, and they wouldn't think about selling it, you know, in 100 years because they think it's just too important. Like it facilitates trade, and they, you know, they work very hard on that. And most ports in Europe, like Hamburg and Antwerp, are similar. They're either owned by either the city or the provincial or the federal government. So there's usually a federal overlay, so it just depends. But in other places, like in the UK, they have actually sold off a number of their ports.
Pete, just before you go, I reckon you know what the last question's going to be. How much is it worth?
Look, if you look at, I think the Fremantle is currently doing about 700,000-800,000 TEUs or containers, and the capacity is probably 1.2 million.
How much?
And look, I'd say 1.5 billion.
Yeah. 1.5 billion.
Yeah.
Right.
Sold. Good on you, Peter. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Peter Van Doan there. He's a maritime logistics expert.